Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 93. Lights, motors, action, extreme stunt show. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, I'd like to take a minute before we get started to remember those affected by the tragedy in Boston. I'd like to remember those 4 lives who have been lost. I'd like to pray for those hundreds of lives who were forever changed. And I'd like to pray for the thousands, millions of us whose lives and world are forever changed because of it. So I'll offer a moment of silence here to allow you to join me in a word of prayer. Hello and welcome to Memory 93 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. So I don't know about where you live, but here in Kentucky, the weather has been about as perfect as you can get. It's 70 degrees, clear blue skies, bright sunny days and cool nights. Spring has finally arrived, and of course so has allergy season. I know Orlando is much warmer right now, but I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't rather be in Walt Disney World. And today, we're going to be visiting the memory of a newer show that is every boy's dream. Today, we get to watch cars zoom and fly and blow up. Today, we get to go back to Lights, Motors, Action, Extreme Stunt Show. So a request came in via that voicemail from Brandon that I played in Memory 92. He requested both Stitch's Great Escape and Today's Memory. And also requested Doug Live, which unfortunately I don't have, guys, sorry. But I do have memories to pull from for Lights, Motors, Action. So I have to admit, I'm torn on this show. I'm a stunt show fan, and Indiana Jones is still my favorite stunt show of all time. But this one is a great second. However, there are times, though, I get a little bored. While I get that there is little about this show that can change, it unfortunately just doesn't have the rewatchability that Indie does to me. Maybe it's because it's a little too cheesy, I don't know, but it just doesn't have that depth of story. Or the sets that are there, they just don't draw you in the same as that other one around the corner in the same park. But that's my opinion, and I wanted to hear yours. So, per usual, I sought out your memories of Lights, Motors, Actions, Extreme Stunt Show on social media, and these are the responses I received. On Facebook, Daniel wrote, "First attraction we've seen on our first Walt Disney World visit. My infant son at the time was completely amazed at the fast cars and the flames. A must-see for us." Also on Facebook, Chris wrote, "I was lucky enough to see it before it officially opened back in May of 05. Fast cars, full-scale stunts, and big ol' fireball. Can't wait for it. Took a video of it the last time I was there, but my camcorder couldn't handle the sounds. Looking forward to getting great audio to go with it. P.S. Not a good idea to listen to the soundtrack while driving. Makes you want to do some reenactments." Great advice, Chris. Don't listen and drive, guys. Great memories also. I'd love to hear more of your memories, so make sure you stop by the social media sites to share more. So, for today's memory, I had two to choose from. And, well, I'm going with an anniversary recording from 2006. And the only reason I'm doing that is because the later one that I have recorded, I also recorded some video, and maybe I'll put those two together and release it later. On this afternoon, Tracy and I were joined by our parents in the Hollywood Studios, then Disney MGM Studios. We spent the morning in another park and hopped over there for the afternoon, mostly so I could share this show with them, especially my father-in-law. We arrived in the park and headed straight back to the back to catch the last showing of the day. As we get there, we're ushered to some pretty good seats about two-thirds the way up and just slightly off to the right. We'll join this memory just as the first assistant director comes out to tell us a little about the show and setting up the, shooting a movie backstory. She'll finish and we'll get to listen to 5 minutes of music and crowd noise and me blabbering on to my family about everything before the assistant director returns and the special family gets to kick off the show. Today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we're amazed by tricks and choreographed acrobatics all done in a vehicle.
Sure, what she said.
Did you understand anything I just said?
No!
Don't worry about it. I don't think that even French people could have. Let me translate for you. Hi, my name is L'Oreal, and I'm the first assistant director on our film shoot today. The reason I was speaking French is because this show was originally created for the Walt Disney Studios in Paris. And our set is a small resort town in the south of France, so I guess I just got carried away. Translation for that is, I'm sorry about that, guys. We're going to get started with our filming in about 5 minutes, but first I need to do a quick camera check. So, Omar, can you show me all the camera angles, please? To shoot an action sequence like we are today, we use multiple cameras. We have high angles, low angles. Some of the cameras have even been mounted within the vehicles themselves. The more cameras that we use, the better chance we have of getting exactly what we want and getting it in just one take. So, like I said, we're going to start our filming in about 5 minutes. I'm just going to check that everyone's in their places, and we'll be ready to roll. Welcome to the set, everyone. We'll see you in a few. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Omar. That was great.
Doesn't look too hot.
reports earlier were that it's going to possibly move in, but it seems to always be dying off just before it reached Orlando. Are just waiting to get into place.
Chase sequence similar to the ones you've just seen on the big screen. Only we're shooting a brand new action-adventure film set in the south of France. All you need to know right now is that our hero is in a red car. He has a top-secret envelope with him. Everybody else is just trying to prevent him from leaving town with it. All right, Logan, driver's ready?
We are good to go.
Okay, let's slate it.
Here we're rolling. Ballet chase, sequence 7A, take one, mark.
All right, driver's ready. On my countdown, director's action in 3, 2, 1.
Action! Slab and Brad from the camera truck that I was riding on. But I just want you to notice how he asked them to frame the action. Keeping the camera low actually makes it look like those cars going faster than they really are. Now, they're already doing 50 to 70 miles per hour out here at times, but you keep that camera low, really keeps it exciting for a chase film. In fact, it's a technique used in almost every chase film that you've seen. I tell you what, Lori, I have this great footage. Let's just get right to the heat of it.
Okay. Omar, can you pull up our ramp footage, please? All angles.
Boy, did we hear a lot of cheering when this was happening. Take a look at this. There's that high-performance machine, that hero car, on the reverse jump. A little slow-mo action taken right from the camera truck.
Great shots, guys.
Tony, my main photographer, right underneath those pursuit cars to bring you that shot right there. That's Lord Chavez in that vehicle. Here's a look from inside one of the vehicles. Give you a perspective of what the drivers are seeing.
Oh.
I do want to talk about that vehicle right there, that hero car. Let's bring up camera four angle. Let's freeze that jump, Gloria.
Okay. Omar, can you go to camera four next, and can you freeze the hero jump, please? Coming up,
Don. All right, great. Logan, you got a moment?
I do.
Let's talk about this hero car. Very special, extremely unique for this production.
It sure is. Ladies and gentlemen, that hero car that you see out here on the set, it was built specifically for this film. Now, it is built with four forward gears, but unlike your vehicles at home, it also has four gears reversed. Now, obviously, you can achieve much faster speeds with the extra gears there. Now, something else that's different on that vehicle is the placement of the motor. It's actually not in the front or in the back of the vehicle. It's actually placed just behind the driver. Now, the reason we do that is it balances out the car, gives it better overall stability, and, of course, maneuverability in all these tight turns you guys see out here.
That's right. Actually, all the cars are balanced out. That's why they can do these jumps. And speaking of tight, it's really not a luxury ride for them.
Yeah.
For these drivers. They're cramped in these vehicles, but still able to pull off incredible skills.
Yeah, absolutely no holiday shopping on these guys. I tell you what, Don, we've got a few minutes here for wall set up. Why don't we go ahead and bring out the hero car and let everybody see it?
Absolutely. Let's bring up the car. Let's introduce the driver to the driver.
Great to be here. I'll bring you over here to set.
Got it. Thank
you.
Can we get the hero car to set? The hero car.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, how about a nice warm welcome to this guy as he gets out of the car? Let me introduce Mr. Chad Pierce. One of the best drivers I've worked with, guys. He's awesome. As you saw out there, that 540 coming in, man. Beautiful. It's awesome. Pulling off those 180s, 360s, you name it. This guy can do it. He does it well in a car. Hits his marks, everything we ask, and he is awesome at it. But you know one thing they love, man? They love that little jump backwards. Why don't you tell everybody how you do that? You got to use your mirrors? This might take a little while, guys. I'm going to take over. Now, folks, as good as Chad is what he does, we're going to let you guys in on a little movie-making secret. This unique one-of-a-kind car has a twin. Hey, see, folks, it's really not safe to drive in reverse at high speeds, of course, or jump a car backwards for that matter. So what we did, we had a duplicate car built. Now, this is exact in every detail as Chad's hero car right here, except for one little modification. It's built so the driver faces off the back.
Look at this. We even took it a step further, built a reverse stunt driver, making it look like he was taking a step to the front.
Now, that's some serious.
Turn around here and sorry first, bro. Let's hear for Trent Bryan!
Looks just like you, Trent. These guys exemplify teamwork, man. They are awesome. But now, folks, you may be wondering out there how we're able to switch these vehicles mid-take like that without you noticing. In fact, for real, do we have that on video assist?
Yeah, you want me to pull it up?
Yeah, let's take a peek at it. Sure,
but. Omar, could you pull up camera four, camera six on the backstage?
There we go, folks. You can see right here, just as our first hero drove behind the set, our reverse hero was actually waiting in position to take over for him.
That's exactly right. The two cars, like runners, passing the baton in a relay race. Once the main car disappeared, this reverse car took over without missing a beat. Let's hear it again for these drivers.
Thank you.
shoot this, we need to say goodbye to,
Okay.
Wait a minute, where's Herbie?
Don, Herbie was in a real rush. He said he's very sorry, but he had to split. Sorry about that.
Well, just as well. I'm ready. Go ahead and set this scene up for us, all right?
Okay. Well, in this next sequence, our hero is still being pursued by those villains, only this time it's going to be more difficult for him to maneuver. We've added trucks and market carts to our set that he has to get around, so this is a continuation of the sequence that we just filmed. Our hero is still being chased. Let's see how he gets away.
All right, good enough. Drivers ready?
We are ready.
Let's do it. Slide it, please.
All right, we're rolling. Block 8, sequence 8, take 1, mark.
All right, drivers ready. On my countdown, director's action in 3, 2, 1,
action! Specifically for this stunt. Obviously, it's here for safety to protect the car and the driver. I will show you the finished film a little bit later on. You're not going to see this airbag in it because of the magic of editing.
That's a great point there, Don. Again, folks, another safety reminder for you. Please don't try any of this on your own. As we've shown you out here on the set, we do have a lot of safety equipment and precautionary measures in place. And like Don has already said, you're not going to see that in the finished film. So I appreciate you hearing that.
That's right. And our drivers trained up specifically for this.
Yes, they are. Yeah, very good drivers.
Guess what we're going to do?
What are we
doing? Oh, we're going to do that pickup shot. Yes. I need the hero car.
All right, I'll get it. I'll get it for you.
And I need a driver.
Yeah, I don't have one.
I'm going to get you a driver. You bring out the car, yeah.
All right.
That's why I have L'Oreal up there. L'Oreal, find me one driver from this 5,000-seat stadium. Get behind the wheel of that hero car.
Wow, okay. Right. I see some hands down. What are you looking for, Jeff?
Well, skill, quick reflexes, quick hand-eye coordination, somebody that plays video games like 24 hours a day.
Okay.
Very beneficial for them. That's like most of the audience there.
Yeah,
like, you know what, L'Oreal? I bet you there's a kid out there whose dream it is to drive a fast car. Find me a kid to play the hero.
Always dreamed of being a stunt driver. There's a gray sweatshirt jumping up and down. I've seen you since the very start of this. Come on through. Hi, you were very quick to get your hand up. Good reflexes, Don. I think this is going to be great. What's your name?
Peter.
Peter, it's nice to meet you. Where are you from, Peter? Peter from Zimbabwe, guys. Give him a big round of applause. Peter, you're going to be a stunt driver in action movies.
today. Does that sound like fun? Yes? Perfect. Come on over. Peter, this is Don. Don, this is Peter.
All right, Peter. Thanks for helping us out. Look right up here at this big screen. I'm going to show you a part of our film. Then I'm going to tell you what you're going to do for us, okay?
Can we pull up the first unit footage, please?
All right, our hero's on foot, and he's in trouble. He literally calls for his car. Look at this. He's using a remote in his watch. The car gets to him on its own, and the hero makes his escape. I need a longer shot of the car. You're going to drive it for us, and there it is. Do you know what's so special about that car? Well, it's a full-sized, remote-controlled vehicle.
That it is, Peter. You drive it by using this remote here, so I'm going to take you guys inside and show you exactly Peter's responsibilities. There you are. Get a good shot in there. Now, folks, I'll give you a quick demonstration here so we know what we got going on. Now, if I want to turn that wheel to the left, I just press this lever to the left and then to the right, just like that. So the throttle is right here in the center, guys. Folks, this is just like any other remote control vehicle you can find at a store. Obviously, it is a little bit bigger. As you saw inside, it is custom built with all of our needs here on the set. But the huge advantage we have in this vehicle is that we can operate it safely from a distance, especially off set here with our new driver, Peter.
How'd you like to see that under the Christmas tree? Have you ever driven an RC car before? A small car? But not a custom-made, one-of-a-kind, $100,000 car.
Hold on. Okay. I'm going to show you how to do this first, and we're going to have a rehearsal together. When Danielle's action, you're on your own, but you'll be reversed and ready to go. So this is the lever we're going to use today. You'll push it this way to make the car go forward, and pull it toward us to make the car go back. So put your finger up there with me. Keep your eye on that red car. Let's go forward first. Ready? Perfect. Now, if we want to make that car stop, we just let go of that lever, and look at that. Okay, we're going to practice reverse now. So same thing, except down and toward you. Exactly right. It's going to be great, Don.
All right, just steer it slightly. We're going to take it over by that bridge. We have plenty of room.
See the bridge over there, Peter? Okay. It's a little ways off, but it gives you a nice clear shot.
All right. Feel good? Okay, just remember what you learned. I'm going to make some adjustments here, because now we're going to go faster. You want to go faster, don't you? All right, let's do it. Let's go forward. Ready? Action. Secret envelope. This is our hero right here, Chad Pierce.
Chad's already done lots of the drumming for us for the film. But I need him as a stunt double for the beginning part of this, and then we'll bring out our moto hero. So we'll see motorcycles in this. You ready to go? All right, let's do it. L'Oreal.
Okay, we're rolling. Motorcycle chase. Sequence 3, take 1, mark.
Here we go in the countdown in 3, 2, 1, action.
Just beautiful burn. I tell you what, it's not assumptions that Jason dropped the bike and do the slide.
let alone be involved in planes. Your technique on a laydown of a motorcycle has to be accurate. You can't get injured. You're going to be caught on fire in just a matter of milliseconds. Let's just take a look at the burn footage. It's all I want to see, okay?
Omar, can you pull up the burn footage? All angles, please.
How does Jason do it? Well, he opens up the throttle, uses his rear brake. That's what gets the bike to slide out from under him. But look at this. He's at an accelerated speed going through that trench. It does not take much to catch him on fire. Just kiss that trench right there. Look how quickly he's engulfed in flames. This is great footage, guys. Let's get it up in the final film. Look at that.
Oh.
That's hot.
About 10 seconds in, he starts feeling that intense heat. We know it. As soon as he goes down, of course, our crew right there to put him out. And then we wait for Jason's thumbs up to make sure he's not feeling any hot spots.
That's right up there.
Beautifully executed. Now, we use a lot of different cameras, a lot of angles for stuff like that.
That's right, folks. The reason we do that is obviously safety involved, a lot of preparation involved, too. So the last thing we want to do is suit him up for another take.
Well, it's a lot of respect to pull off. There's a lot of prep time involved just to get him set up.
That's right, folks. It takes a good 30 minutes or so to get Jason ready for this stunt. You might be surprised to find out. He's actually wearing 5 layers of clothing. That first layer he's got on, that's a dry layer of Nomex. That's your fire retardant material. Next is a good solid layer of padding. Obviously, to take the impact of the fall there. Another layer of Nomex. The fourth is actually a special designed suit that we saturate the cool gel. And that gel acts as a thermal barrier between our stunt professional and the flames. The last, you can see right here, folks, we're painting his moto driving suit. We're painting it with a flammable gel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is that flammable gel that you see burning and not Jason's moto driving suit itself.
Now, you can do amazing things with digital effects, but nothing beats capturing this stunt live in the camera. It makes it much more believable for the viewer. Got off all the rounds, terrific high ball. This was a terrific scene. Let's hear it from the team again, huh?
Good work, guys.
Pretty good, aren't they? I'm sure you recognize watercraft in that last scene, and I'm sure you recognize motorcycles. May not recognize the black vehicles we've been using throughout that you just witnessed going up on two wheels. Now, because Ursette is a village in the south of France, we have to make everything match, and that would include the cars. Logan, let's get a pursuit car out here. Put them in camera alley while we're setting up out here, and I want you to talk about how much we modified these vehicles. Why
sure thing.
Work so well, okay?
Great idea, Don. Let's do it. All right. L'Oreal, can you call for V2 to camera alley, please?
Yeah, you got him, lady. Can we get V2 down camera alley, please? V2.
Oh yeah, tell him to step on it. Come on down. Oh yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, how would you like this guy to valet your car?
Put your hands together. Cars, you love what we did with these. Now, these are Opel Corsas. We had them shipped directly to us from Europe. And then we gutted them out. Modified them to the extreme, really.
We sure did. Folks, what Don means by that is simply we had to strip off these vehicles, every single thing on them, not essential. I'll take you inside and show you exactly what we're talking about. Now, just like any good diet out there, our goal was to drop some weight on these vehicles, and we did accomplish that. And we reinforced the interior here by installing a rally car crash cage. Now, you can see it fused throughout the entire vehicle, back to the front, around the sides, the whole work. Now, something else we did is we took out the motors that these cars came with. Well, obviously, we replaced them with another motor. Where is it? What is it? Folks, again, behind the driver, that is a 1300cc motorcycle engine. These cars are balanced out. They are specifically designed and made to do these tricks. Let's go around the side here. Tony, get a look indoors. Now, folks, executing these maneuvers, pulling off these stunts the way these guys do, it really requires a lot of complex timing, using your clutch, your gas, and your emergency brake, which on these vehicles here, it's automatically set to release the moment he lets it go. Now, your car is at home, that emergency brake will lock into position until you release it yourself manually. Here, all he's got to do is come in at whatever speed, pulls up with that emergency brake, executes the maneuver, and it drops right back into position, and he can move on. Now, something else that's different is our gear shift on these vehicles. If he wants to go into second, third, or fourth gear, all he has to do is just give that a little push forward. Now that in our business, that is called a bump shift. Now how about reverse, guys? These cars were also equipped with 4 gears in reverse. That were same thing, just like a hero car. If he wants to go in reverse, all he's going to do is just twist that handle on the top of the gear shift, as he's demonstrating right there. And he's got 4 gears in reverse at his command, just like that. Well, I'm getting the sign from the director, man, so let's go ahead and get ready for this finale, man. Thanks a lot for coming out. Hit it.
Good job.
Thanks, man. There you go.
Vehicle stunts. Right now, I want to show you the film, and I want you to find those scenes you just saw shooting here today. Remember that first scene we called the ballet chase, then the jump on the semi, this motorcycle chase. That's what you'll see first in this film. Omar, if you're ready, let's go ahead and roll.
I hate We hope you enjoy Brian's Action Extreme Stunt Show, presented by Brawny. Remember, these vehicles are all specially designed for these stunts, and our stunt performers are all highly trained and skilled at what they do. Don't try any of this on your own. Have a great day at the Disney MGM Studios, and drive safely.
Thanks once again, Brandon, for the request, and thank you to all of you that took time to like, comment, and share with us your memories. I'd love to hear from more of you, though. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There, you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, view my photos on Flickr, and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for other great information that helps support this show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Thank you.